So it's certainly true, I think, that the new railway system satisfies latent demand that had already been there. But one of the things that's most interesting, I think, about the railway revolution is that it starts to produce demands and produce experiences which simply hadn't existed before. For example, for the first time, large numbers of the populace are being treated like so many parcels and are travelling around in carriages at speeds absolutely beyond their imagination. It has all sorts of effects, I think, on the way people look at the world. For example, they experience for the first time panoramic vision. When you're in a railway carriage, objects which are further away are easier to spot than those which are nearby. Bookstores appear to supply reading matter to the travelling public. The whole experience of the industrial landscape changes. Railway stations become embassies for the places you can reach by travelling from them. And in that way, the railway system certainly meets pre-existing demands, but I think even more importantly, it completely overhauls the whole imaginative geography of Britain and then of the rest of the world.